Blog Talk Radio.
Ew. RD Colombia.
Cuando no la llamo,
cuando no la llamo,
siempre me hace reclamo. Discutimos, peleamos,
discutimos, peleamos.
Pero llego a casa en la noche, la molesto y arreglamos. Nos arreglamos, nos mantenemos en esa, pero nos amamos. Ay, vamos.
Por más que tú discutas, yo no te dejo, es que tú tienes los truquitos que me gustan, mami.
Peleamos, nos arreglamos, nos mantenemos en esa, pero nos amamos. Ay, vamos.
Yo no te dejo, es que tú tienes los truquitos que me gustan.
No importa si estás lejos, siempre te siento presente y estoy pendiente de ti frecuentemente. Cuando estoy en la calle resolviendo mis problemas, es para nuestro futuro, yo no sé por qué me celas. No soy un santo, tampoco ando en cosas malas. Cuando no estoy contigo es porque ando con mis panas. Somos por los opuestos y por eso no gustamos. ¿Qué más le vamos a hacer si así nos enamoramos? Y ahí vamos. Mantenemos en esa, pero nos amamos. Ay, vamos.
Por más que tú discutas, yo no te dejo, es que tú tienes los truquitos ahí.
Y así nos mantenemos en este show y el mismo can. A veces yo no entiendo de verdad cuál es tu plan. Si somos dos personas diferentes y no sé cómo sucedió.
A mí no hay otra como tú, pa' ti no hay otro como yo, no.
Cuando no me tienes en la casa te alteras. Si no me sientes cerca te desesperas. Me quieres dar una tanda la noche entera, pero llego, te beso y hacemos pila de loquera.
Nena, nena, tranquilícese, que en la calle a nadie besé. Yo solo tengo ojos pa' usted, relájate, despreocúpase.
Nena, nena, tranquilícese, que en la calle con nadie lidé, que yo con nadie mangué. Ay, mami chula, yo estoy puesto pa' usted.
Peleamos, nos arreglamos, nos mantenemos en esa, pero nos amamos. Y ahí vamos.
Por más que tú discutas, yo no te dejo, es que tú tienes los truquitos que me gustan, mami.
Nos arreglamos, nos mantenemos en esa, pero nos amamos. Y ahí vamos.
Por más que tú discutas, yo no te dejo, es que tú tienes los truquitos que me gustan, mami.
Shadow Blow,
el remix oficial para República Dominicana.
J Balvin,
DJ Lobo y Shadow Blow, the business, J Balvin, man. Ahí vamos, remix, DJ Lobo.
Que nosotros estamos trabajando a un nivel demasiado acelerado en el área Colombia, RT, ya tú sabes qué es lo que es. Ya.
Hello everyone, welcome to Food for the Soul. Hope you had a great week so far. I also enjoyed the cold weather. I really can't wait till spring get here. I know we all can to get some sun and some fun and cook out and everything that we do in the spring. It's only a little over a month away. Thank God for that. I'm glad that you can join me once again for Food for the Soul. Today's inspiration comes from keeping hope and never giving up. Keeping focused, staying focused and having a dream. Doing the best that you can with what you have. We have to understand one thing, that we always are equipped with what we need to get the job done. Sometimes we don't think we have what it takes to get the job done, but we really do. God knew what he was doing when he created each and every one of us. He gave each and one of us a gift. It's just up to us to mature that gift and feed that gift and to nurture that gift. It's all about what you plan to do with your life and how you plan to grow yourself. Sitting still, getting nothing done. Sometimes the answer comes in the darkest hour or the last hour of the day. Answer does come. Sometimes it might not be the answer that we want, but it's still an answer. And that's life. That's what you make of it. We can't cry about stuff that happened in the past. All we can do is learn from it and grow from it and mature. We all made mistakes. Nobody is perfect. That's a given. So I hope you know that each day is a gift that you learn from your mistakes in the past and keep it going and keep it moving. Because success just don't happen. It is planned. On to Food for the Soul. I want to give a shout out to Ruth Weather Gatson, Jason, Jennifer, Shane, Gianna, Shante, Angela. I'd like for you to email me at weldonr112@gmail.com. Once again, that's weldonr112@gmail.com. If you have any questions or feedback, I'd like to hear from you and hear from you as well. Please check out my website, ramon.firstfitness.com. That's R-A-M-O-N dot F-I-R-S-T-F-I-T-N-E-S-S.com. I hope you enjoy the website. And I hope that your day is going well. Food for the Soul menu, chicken marsala, tangy red cabbage, and dessert key lime cake, and drink Orange Crush. Food for the Soul thought of today, let go and let God. I'd like to give a shout out or a happy birthday to Elaine Gaddison. I've been knowing her for a minute. She's been a good friend. She always had words of wisdom. She's a very smart young lady. She's a very hardworking lady. And she's good at what she do. She always inspired me with words of wisdom, and she just knows the right words to say. Since I've known her, she's a very cool person, and her birthday is this Sunday. I can't tell you her age because you know how that goes. Ladies don't like to put like age out. So once again, happy birthday to Elaine. I hope you have a lot of fun this weekend because you deserve it. You wait all year. Ever since I've known you, so I hope you enjoy. Part of what I'm going to talk about today is about gambling. I noticed a growing trend in my area and other areas. Gambling is bird in the hand to bird in the bush to me anyway. That means you have something in hand. For someone else to give up something in the bush that you know is not always going to be there. You know? Like, I can keep and spend a lot of money every day in the numbers or scratch offs or whatever. $10 might not seem like a whole lot, but if you spend $10 for 40 days, that's $400. Sometimes some people spend $20, $30. I know I talked about it in the past. But I see as the economy gets worse, more and more people gamble because they're looking for a quick way to get out of their financial situation. there is no quick way to get out of your financial situation. It takes time.
When you get behind, it's hard to catch up, but gambling is not going to help you.
I know you'd be like, I should have played my numbers today. Man, my numbers came out, bro. That's just a chance. How much money are you planning to spend into a system that is not going to pay you back anything? I know you dream big. You want a nice house. You want a nice car. But you got to understand, you can't get it with a dollar, $2. What are you willing to invest? You have to be willing to save and hold back. Being rich doesn't happen overnight. Success doesn't happen overnight. Anything with greatness comes with time. It just does. It doesn't happen at the blink of an eye. That's all the system is designed to do, to keep you trapped with the idea of, yeah, I'm going to make it. Yes, I'm going to hit the big number one day. How about if you never hit the big number, but look how much money you don't spend. If you spend a dollar a day, that's $365 a year. Let's say you've been playing for 1, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, 5 years, or even longer. You know how much money you threw away with just a dollar a day? You throw it away, $1 million, trying to get $1 million overnight. I mean, you might say, hey, ain't nothing but a dollar. You got to play, so you got to pay to play. I know. But think about saving, holding back, getting to investment. Get a better job, secure a better future. Don't never give up the bird in the hand for a bird in the bush, and now you're hungry. I own a household. $20 for me is a lot of money just to give away for nothing. That could have been money for gas, money for food, money to buy a pair of socks, deodorant, a t-shirt, some t-shirts. $20 can go a long way if you manage it well. But I just can't give somebody $20 hoping that I'm going to get $2,000 back or $2 million back. I just can't do it. I don't know about the next man, but it's up to you. Elaine, I hope you enjoyed this broadcast because I'm giving you a happy birthday shout out, especially for you, because I know in my heart of hearts that you deserve the best and you are the best. And I know sometimes life gets hard and sometimes it gets difficult and sometimes you feel like I want to give up, but just don't give up. Just hold out a little bit longer. Jared does come in the morning. Every day is not going to be the same day. And you are a very humble, quiet person, laid back, funny. To me, anyway, I know my jokes might be kind of lame, but such is life. When you meet somebody special or you find somebody with good quality, it serves you in your best interest to tell that person how much they mean to you, because actions speak louder than words. It really does. Sometimes we think that we got to get somebody the biggest and the most expensive gifts, but sometimes it's not about the cost of the gift, but where does the gift come from? Sometimes Elaine, this show is for you. I hope this inspires you and encourage you to keep going forward and never giving up. And please don't think that your day is not going to come, because it's coming faster than you think. And sometimes it's going to happen in the blink of an eye. You might be surprised how your life might end up in a short while. We never know. How it does pay off. Keep your faith just pay off. And my boy Justin just pulled up. You know, she's sitting home right there. And I know we got a lot to say. Hold on for a second.
You want to online process?
I don't want to do that.
You want to do online, no?
Oh, go ahead.
He acting all shy. He always got something else to say. Yeah, I know. I rate this sometimes. It's my show. I'm the CEO. I do what I want. Nobody can't tell me what to do. I'm the NHIC. I'm the boss. I like the title of that. I'm the boss. No, I'm just playing. I'm back on Food for the Soul, just chilling out, having fun, giving a special shout out to a special person who I admire a lot since I know her. Since she encouraged me with her story of how she started and the things that she went through. Believe it or not, we was in job fair at the same time, but I never knew that. We even know some of the same people, but that's cool too. Life is full of surprises. That's all I can say. You never know who you might meet in this world or who might inspire you to greatness or who you might inspire to greatness. We always have to help each other out and always have to show kindness and goodness from the bottom of our heart. That's what makes us unique and special people. No friendship is perfect. No relationship is perfect. We learn from our mistakes. We look back over our life each and every year and see where we messed up. We also celebrate the good times and the bad, and we rejoice because, guess what? Somebody didn't make it today, but I made it. Each day above ground, as I always say, is a great gift from the God and from above because a lot of people are laid up somewhere. Some people don't even know they're on this earth. Some people are in prison. God, look out for those souls as well. Some people are very sick. Some people fighting terminal illness. But if you got health, strength, and you got your right mind, that's more than most. You might not have the best job in the world, but if you got a job, some people don't even have a job. Some people are still looking for a job, believe it or not. And we always thought that having a college education will make the difference. But as we see in these times, even people with college education struggling. I was talking to some guy last night, and I said it's a shame that most of my friends or the most of the people I know have 2 and 3 jobs just to barely buy food and barely pay bills. We're in a time that I've never seen before in America. People are struggling. And it's not their fault. It's just the economy. I mean, gas prices went down, but still, everybody's been hit hard. So it seems like sometimes hope will never come. I know Congress and the president or whoever are trying to come up with a better plan, but right now, it looks kind of bleak. But guess what? Having faith will pay off in the end. Not every day is going to be a sunny day, but thank God for the rain because you can appreciate the good and the bad at times. In life, we learn there might be many bad days, more so than good days, but we take the good and the bad. And that's just a part of life. Not everybody's going to be a millionaire. Not everybody's going to be a CEO. Not everybody's going to get married. Not everybody's going to have children. But for those that are millionaires or have Fortune 500 companies, know how to treat people in your everyday walking life. Don't get to the point where you think you don't need nobody because the only way you can make money is somebody buy your product or your name. You can't do it yourself. You need consumers. As I need listeners, you cannot live in this world alone. That's just the bottom line. Not because I say so, because that's what it is. I don't care how great I am online or wherever. If I don't have nobody to come or anybody to listen, I can't feed myself all the time because I starve myself to death. I have to give something to somebody. We always have to share. We always have to be enlightened. Enlightening to be enlightened to somebody else. I might not be the perfect person, but Food for the Soul is my brand, my design, my creation. And I'm not just bragging about it. It just started one day on a whim. Sometimes I live on the edge a little, not want to lie, tell the facts. And your story is not over to the day that you die. And then it's still not over. Even in death, you still have another story to tell. Your life living can be your choice of good or bad and how you treat others. To have faith. And I learned that you have to rejoice in the little things. Elaine taught me that since I know her, in the brief moment of knowing her, that you have to be thankful for the little things because the little things really do matter. Sometimes life does get hard, and sometimes life does beat you down, and sometimes you feel like life beating the hell out of you, but you have to stay in the ring and fight a little bit harder. You have to hold out and not give up. Sometimes it's a pressing matter. Sometimes it's even depressing. And sometimes you feel like, when I'm going to get my dream job, or when I'm going to buy my dream house, or when I'm going to find my dream husband or my dream wife, or have the life that I think I deserve, I've been longing for so many years. It does happen by design, but doing nothing is going to end up with the same result every day of nothing. You always have to do something to get something. Like I said on my other shows, and I still say, anybody can do nothing. Sitting in a tree is not the hardest thing to do in a day. It's so easy to just sit under a tree. It takes will to get out of bed, to put on clothes, put on your shoes, and go to a job that you don't like, to make money, to barely pay the bills that you do have. That's willpower. That's discipline. Because at the end of the day, nothing is going to be handed to you. I know some people think, well, I'm going to stay on the system as long as I can, but how about if the system crashes or stops? How about if they cut off welfare or those kind of programs? You can't say they never will or won't, because you never know. The government is getting broke. Even the government is broke. Government is broke. How do you feel about me and you, everyday people? So you got to be careful about planning your destination in life and know that every season is not the same. Elaine, I hope you have a great birthday. And I hope you know that there will be many more birthdays coming up soon. Just keep your head up, hold out, and be strong as you always been. Even though you might not think you're encouraging somebody, but you are through your life living. Sometimes people be watching us when we least suspect it. So you got to be careful or know how your walk in life really is, because somebody's reading your story, even if it's not you. Somebody's watching. Somebody's learning from you every day in the shadows, behind the bushes. Sometimes people be watching you when you least suspect they're watching you. And that's life. Life is always full of surprises. It really is. Who would have thought that I'd be doing Blog Talk Radio or have a blog or doing YouTube videos? Who would have thought that I would have lived in California, Vegas, and other places? Who would have thought? I could have been dead. I could have been in prison. I could have been in a convalescent home. I could have been hurt up. I could have been a lot of things, but I'm not. Yes, I have everyday pains. I mean, I'm human. Sure, my back bothers me. Sure, my knees hurt. Sure, I get a headache. Sure, I get stressed out. And sure, I'll be like, Lord, when is the hard work going to pay off? I'm like you. We all the same. We all in the same boat. We all have the same issues. Nobody is greater than the next person. So never get yourself so caught up in what you have, because you know at the end of the day, you still got to die. And that's something. No matter how much money you got, or how much power you got, or how much whatever you got, at the end of the day, guess what? You still got to leave this earth, this world, and go to another one. Ain't that something? And that's how it was designed for a reason. Because If it wasn't designed that way, the rich would live forever and the poor would just die out. So please learn to have a humble spirit. Please learn to love. Please learn to forgive. Please learn to hold out, hold on. Because we all need each other to break these chains of everything that's going on. Some people might be a little bit more broken than others, but it's up to the strong to help out the weak. That's our job. That's our place. Not everybody's going to be a CEO. Not everybody's going to be a singer. Not everybody's going to be a preacher. Not everybody's going to be a drummer. Not everybody's going to be a keyboardist. Not everybody's going to be a race car driver. Not everybody's going to be a president. Not everybody's going to be a mortician. Not everybody will be certain things. That's just what it is. Not everybody's meant to be a doctor or a nurse or a guard or a teacher or none of that. We all have our own special gifts, and we all unique in our own special way. I've been blessed to have a friend, Chip, in Elaine, because she's very cool. She's very down to earth. She always made me think. So, I hope you enjoyed this show, and I can't wait to be back on my normal time at 5 Monday. So, please keep caring for me for the soul. And if you have any questions or feedback, just email me at weldonr112@gmail.com. Once again, that's weldonr112@gmail.com. Elaine, happy birthday to you. Take care. My best wishes. And I wish you many more. Keep up the great job you've been doing. Keep being the best person that you are. I know your day is going to come sooner than you think because you've been doing a lot for yourself. So I know you. And you inspire me to keep pushing into greatness. And I inspire you and hope you have the greatest things in life as well. You deserve it because you're a very good person. You have a kind heart. And keep smiling. Even when you don't feel like smiling, peace. And this has been Food for the Soul. Love all y'all guys. Be good.